This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accuse some Western politicians of stirring unrest. Yan Guang, a spokesman for China's cabinet-level Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office, also reiterated the government's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. His comments followed a tense night in Hong Kong, where protesters surged onto the streets and defied riot police, who pelted them for hours with tear gas and rubber bullets. President Trump has announced that his national intelligence chief, Dan Coats, is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. He thanked Coats for his great service to our country and said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman and Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. Coats has been the director of national intelligence since March 2017. He frequently disagreed with Trump on a number of highly publicized intelligence matters, including U.S. policy toward Russia and North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The personal physician for Alexei Navalny says there's a possibility that the Russian opposition leader has been chemically poisoned. Navalny was serving a 30-day jail term when he was hospitalized Sunday morning after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. A Navalny spokeswoman said the Kremlin foe arrived at the hospital with severe facial swelling and red rashes on the skin. She added that Navalny had never experienced an allergic reaction before. Navalny was sentenced last week for calling for an unsanctioned protest in Moscow Saturday, during which 1,300 people were detained by police. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a shooter